الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا محمد بن عبد الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في قرآنه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. We begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Him for His help. We ask Him to open doors of prosperity for all of us. We ask Him for cure. We ask Him for healing. We ask Him for safety. We ask Him for security. And we ask Him to send His choicest of blessings and salutations upon the beloved Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wa sallam, his family members, his companions, and all those who tread upon his path with utmost sincerity until the day of Qiyamah. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, in an authentic hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam once passed by a grave, and I am narrating the hadith, this incident, in my own words. I'm paraphrasing. The narration goes along the lines of these words. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, he passes by a grave and he sees a lady by the grave. She's weeping, she's sad, she's sobbing, she's in grief. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, he looks at her and he tells her, be conscious of Allah and hold on to patience. Be conscious of Allah, isbiri, ittaqillaha wasbiri. Be conscious of Allah and hold on to patience. This lady, she looks at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam and she did not recognize the Messenger. She more or less tells the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to let her be. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. In other words, go your way and leave me alone. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, when she retorted as such, when she said that, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam moved on. Now there were others who were observing this. They quickly run up to her and tell her, that was the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now she's disturbed, she's perturbed. She now runs looking for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and perhaps the Prophet was at the masjid, perhaps the Prophet was at home. She arrives, she finds the Prophet, she goes to him, and now she excuses herself. She apologizes. She says, Ya Rasulullah, I did not know it was you. Forgive me. Please excuse me. And at that juncture, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam utters a statement. He tells her, إِنَّمَا الصَّبْرُ عِنْدَ الصَّدَمَةِ الْأُولَى. He looks at her and she says, because now she's willing to take the advice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She's saying, you know, Ya Rasulullah, forgive me, excuse me, I'm going to hold on to patience, because it's the Prophet advising her, right? So then the Prophet looked at her and he said that indeed patience is at the beginning of the trial. It is at the, holding on to patience is at the beginning of the trial. So from this hadith, what we learn, what we understand, is that this life, as Allah says in Surah Al-Mulk, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةِ. Interestingly, firstly, death is mentioned. It is Allah who created death and life, not life and death. Again, to get our priorities straight, don't get misled by this worldly life, death. Death is inevitable. So it is He who created death and life. For what purpose? لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ, to test you all. So a test is not going to be rosy. A test is not going to be rosy. And this life is filled with trials, tests and challenges. Now a lot of us are disheartened because of the difficulty that we are in, because of the turbulence that we are in. Oh no, not again. Huh? Oh no, not again. We really can't take it anymore. We can't take the economic crunch. We can't take the fact that, you know, we'd have to stay at home. Oh, why all over again? Why another cluster? Why a second wave? Why this? Why that? And we go on to question every single thing. My dear brothers in Islam, this is part and parcel of the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ نِعْمَ الْمَوْلَى وَنِعْمَ النَّصِيرُ. And what does the beautiful teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah teach us at this juncture? Hold on to patience. الصَّبْر. الصَّبْر. Patience is of three types at least. Number one, الصَّبْر عَنِ الْمُحَرَّمَاتِ. To hold on to patience and stay away from that which Allah has made haram. Yes, that particular transaction looks seemingly lucrative. Seemingly There's a lot of incentive for you to go ahead with the transaction. It's very attractive. The way they have pitched it, it's very attractive. You feel like you want to go ahead with that transaction. It's a lucrative job offer. It's a lucrative transaction. There's so much of ambiguity, but when you look at the transaction, you're putting in this little money from this side, and on the other side, you're getting so much more in return. Even you don't understand the transaction. It's so ambiguous. All you know is you're putting 10 rupees on this side, and on the other side, you're getting hundreds and thousands. So it seems very attractive. But what does Allah say? Allah has made certain things haram. So now you need patience to turn down that job offer. When you know that you are going to be involved in haram, directly or indirectly. It takes a lot of courage, because now everything is so bad that, you know what, it's almost like, you know, when you take the metaphor of drowning at sea, any piece of driftwood that floats your way, you want to grab at it. So right now, anything that comes my way, you know, we'll talk about halal and haram after the pandemic, but right now, whatever comes my way, let me just grab it. It's a test to see whether at this juncture you're holding on to patience. Anil muharramat, to stay away from that which is haram. To stay away from that which is haram. For the youngsters, let's say the opposite gender, if you're talking in the context of zina, not just the youngsters, even for the elderly uncles also, you have the context of zina. Let's say there is an attractive lady in front of you, the attractive opposite gender in front of you, and the setting is perfect. No one knows, no one can see, everything is hidden, hush hush, you can get away with it. But now as-sabr, you hold on to patience to stay away from that which is haram. To stay away from that which is haram. For the foodies out there, there's this tasty, delicious dish in front of you. You're so hungry and you want to taste it, but then you think, is it halal, is it haram? As-sabru anil muharramat, to stay away from that which is haram. And as you can see, it goes into every aspect of our life. And then you have as-sabr ala ada'il wajibat. Patience when it comes to performing your obligation. With regards to your salah, with regards to your fasting, with regards to your zakah, with regards to hajj, umrah. You need patience to fulfill the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's say waking up for fajr, waking up for tahajjud, fasting the month of Ramadan, giving out zakah from your hard-earned wealth, from your money, giving out sadaqah, reading the Quran. You need patience to fulfill the commandments of Allah. The last one, because we're about to conclude, as-sabr ala al-masa'ib, patience when it comes to trials, difficulties and challenges. My dear brothers, in Islam, today is this, tomorrow it'll be another thing. But a believer's attitude should not change. Sabr, hold on to patience. Hold on to patience. And you are being rewarded every step of the way. Beautiful. Every step of the way you are being rewarded. So much to the extent the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, even a thorn pricking a believer, even a thorn. I mean, compare that to the inconvenience that you are in right now, or let's say if it's a terminal illness, a terminal sickness, Allah forbid, there's a lot of pain, a lot of difficulty. Even a thorn you are being rewarded. So every step of the way you are being rewarded, as long as you hold on to patience, you're not going to be rewarded. إِنَّمَا الصَّبْرُ عِنْدَ الصَّدْمَةِ الْأُولَى, as the Prophet ﷺ told that lady. At the very beginning, you have to hold on to patience. You can't grumble, you can't complain, you can't wage war. Now there are many of us waging war with God. Oh, I hate God. I hate life. Why is life so unfair? Why is God doing this to me? Why is God doing this to us? I don't believe in God. Allah forbid. These are statements, blasphemous ones that should not come out from our mouths. La ilaha illallah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Hasbun Allah. Allah is enough for us. There's no power, no might except from Allah. So my dear brothers in Islam, as we conclude, let us remind ourselves to hold on to patience, to work on our faith, and to constantly keep turning to Allah in dua. Today is a Friday. Don't forget what a special and powerful day this is. And please don't forget Sa'atul Istijaba, the hour during which your du'as are answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as per the opinions of most of the scholars, it is 1 hour before Maghrib, approximately 1 hour before Maghrib, the last hour of the day, of Friday. Seize that hour to make du'a. There's so much for us to make du'a for ourselves, for our families, for our community, for our country, for our fellow citizens. Make du'a. Make du'a for safety, make du'a for security, make du'a for good health, wealth, prosperity, make du'a for iman, for faith, for steadfastness, for truthfulness, for positivity, make du'a. Don't just make du'a for materialistic things, make du'a for the things that are really important. And don't forget to send excessive blessings and salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It's a Friday, so send blessings and salutations. I presume most of you might have read Suratul Kahf. So try and do the other deeds as well. Allocate a chunk of charity that you give out on Friday. These are deeds, my dear brothers, in Islam, you will reap the rewards. I mean, you might in a way undermine them, but they are powerful deeds, powerful deeds. Just imagine, from a worldly perspective, if some financial institution, okay, if they were to tell you every Friday, at a certain hour, 5 p.m., if you deposit 1,000 rupees, we will do something, huh? And by next week, or after a period of time, you're going to get it 10 times multiplied, 100 times multiplied. Ah, you and I, and what we do to make it for that 5 p.m., we would set reminder upon reminder to ensure that we deposit that money, that 1,000 rupees at 5 p.m. Why? Because it's a worldly incentive. We can see, oh, they're going to give us this much. But here you have, and most of the time when they give these crazy figures, you know what happens. You can kiss your money goodbye. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, would he lie? Would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lie? وَمَنْ نَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. Who is more truthful than Allah? Allah and His Messenger, they're promising what a powerful day this is that you're seated in. What a powerful hour sa'atul istijaba is. How many rewards you stand to accrue by sending blessings and salutations upon the Prophet. If you want ease in your life, send blessings and salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you want prosperity, if you want all of the good things that you want, send blessings and salutations upon him. Make dua, get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is more long-lasting, my dear brothers in Islam. Shaitan, the devil, will come and try to, you know, misguide you, but don't fall prey to his traps. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the traps of shaitan. So as we conclude, we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives us of our sins. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes us back to normalcy soon. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the doors of the masajid completely once again. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invites us back to His house in Makkah, on Umrah and on Hajj. We are being deprived, my dear brothers in Islam. Should make our hearts break. We pray that Allah invites us back to His house again. Ameen. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses our country. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses the economy of our country. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps those who are in positions of power to guide the community, to guide the citizens towards that which is right and that which is good. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps us united. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cleanses our hearts of all toxic elements towards one another. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cleanses our country of racism, of bigotry, of hatred, of negativity. May Allah fill all of our hearts with goodness, with kindness, with love and care towards one another. And just as how He united us here at this masjid for Jum'ah on this Friday, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite us in the beautiful gardens of Jannah, in the company of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen, ameen, wa akhir da'waya, and alhamdulillah.